Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson, and today we're going to talk about a fun topic. So for those of you who don't know, in addition to SEO, I have been in the digital marketing space since 2009, specifically running paid ads for enterprise level businesses, also lead gen for like SMBs and SaaS companies, but mainly e-com. And some of the businesses that I've worked on are like Yankee Candle and Boggs Footwear, Waco, which owns Boggs, some of their Australian and European brands. So I have been in the Google Ads space specifically for a really, really long time as well. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about, is your business ready for Google Ads and who Google Ads might be a good option for? I feel like social media ads get all of the glory, right? They're a little bit sexier than Google Ads, but there's so much upside to be had for Google Ads if your business is in the right place to run them and you have the budget. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that today because it's something that I get asked quite often. So let's talk a little bit about just the Google landscape in terms of paid advertising and why it should even be something that's on your radar. You know, 73%-ish of the paid search market share is owned by Google, right? They have a huge, huge monopoly over the paid search space online. Google's global search market share in 2022 was 93%. I think it's upward of 85% in the US alone. In the UK, it's similar. So a ton of search market share still to be had, right? Like they have a ton of it. And, you know, 61, 62, I read some stats that say over 50%, but the one that I'm going to cite is 61.9% of all Google ads come from a mobile device. And I'm bringing that up and including this in this overall like stats rundown, because it's something that I want you to be thinking about and have be top of mind when it comes to everything that you're doing with your website online. Not just if you're running Google ads or not, but if you're running social ads, if you're thinking about enhancing your SEO strategy, the kind of content you're creating, you have to assume, unless you're in a very specific niche where this is not the case, you have to assume, and you should look at your data and see, you can see what percentage of your users are coming from mobile in Google Analytics, but you need to assume that everything that you're doing in terms of your content or videos or advertising, everything is from the perspective of a mobile user or a mobile buyer. What do you need to do to make that as mobile optimized as possible? What do you need to do to make sure that experience with your brand or business is seamless from a mobile device? So that's why I'm bringing that up, because it's really not enough in 2023 to have a responsive website. Pretty much everybody has a responsive website now, right? And all of these platforms out of the box are luckily responsive for the most part, but you have to take that up a level and be like, okay, this is responsive, but does it really hit the same on a mobile device? So I've read some stats that Google Ads can increase brand awareness by up to 80%. It's a hard stat to quantify, but I'm going to bring it up because I think it's important. Brand recognition, people are searching for things. You know, Google is an oldie but goodie, and you think about the ability to target buyers who are really far down that conversion funnel, right? Somebody who's typing in like buy hot pink running shoes, you know, that person is primed to buy and you want to capture them once they hit that search engine looking for exactly that specific thing, right? That's a transactional keyword. That person is ready to buy, hand you over their money and be like, okay, I'm going to buy these hot pink running shoes. So that's where, from my perspective, the true benefit of Google Ads comes in, is that contextual keyword targeting. But the landscape on that has changed a lot, right? And we're going to talk about that a little bit. So there are many, many different types of Google ads. So many different types, right? There's your good old search, which I personally still love. So that's somebody types in a search, you serve them up a text-based ad, you see it in the Google search results, that person clicks on the ad, they're over to your website. There's YouTube ads, right? Like you're watching a YouTube video and somebody's bumper ad pops up, or before the video starts or after the video starts or in the middle of the video. YouTube advertising display ads, like those banner ads that you see on like the New York Times or websites that you're reading content on, you see those ads. That's display advertising. There's obviously Google Shopping ads. So you see Google Shopping results in the search engine results when you're looking for things. And then underneath those are different types of like subcategories, right? There's remarketing ads where if somebody comes to your website, they don't take the action that you want them to, i.e. they don't convert. You serve them up with either like a display ad when they're browsing the internet, or they go back to the search engine results looking for that same or similar keyword, and you hit them with an ad, knowing with, right, with the knowledge that they've already been to your website but haven't converted. And then there are branded search ads, non-branded competitor, right? You're bidding on your competitor keywords. So there's a lot of like subsets of things that you can do within the broader Google ad campaign types. For this discussion, and then there's PMax. For this discussion, we are going to chat just about two, and that's search campaigns, like good old search campaigns where it all began, and then PMax. So Performance Max campaigns is basically Google's answer to an all-in-one solution. So instead of needing to set up multiple campaigns for YouTube, display, shopping, search, you can create one Performance Max campaigns, and Google will essentially automate the entire process for you. So you can get the best of everything Google has to offer all in one campaign. And it sounds really, really amazing. And I think for a lot of advertisers, it is a really awesome solution. What do you need to do, or what do you need to have in place to run Performance Max ads? So how it works is you upload a bunch, like a buttload of creative assets, including logos, video, still images, lifestyle images, all kinds of creative assets that represent your brand. And if you're a product-based business, I would do a mix of actual like product photos mixed in with lifestyle, like people using your product, things like that. This is going to also be connected to like your Google merchant feed. So keep that in mind. And then you upload, you know, a collection of headlines and descriptions. And then Google basically like mixes and matches them across all of the different advertising placements that it has across the web. And it's huge, right? It's like 2 million plus just for the display network alone. So you can hit users with a search ad or a shopping ad or a YouTube ad, right? All from this one campaign. And it's pretty cool. But there's some sort of drawbacks, right? It's a black box. You really don't get any insight as to what creative combinations are working, what placements are working really well. You're really limited in the visibility of why is this working or why isn't this working, right? Which makes making tweaks really, really hard. And so if you've been in the Google space, in the digital marketing space for any length of time, you know that Google has been pushing automation really, really hard. They really don't want users or, you know, businesses to have full control over their accounts anymore. And we don't, right? It used to be where everything was manual bidding and we had that option, and Google really over time has changed that. They dock you if you're doing manual CPC bidding, i.e. telling Google what you want your max CPC to do. They're pushing you to have everything be automated, and Performance Max is sort of Google's answer to an all-in-one, and it's fully, fully automated, which if you're new to Google Ads, has its advantages, right? If you don't have no idea how to set up a campaign or things like that, it's a pretty simple process to go through to set these campaigns up, keeping some things in mind, right? So I would definitely recommend, if you've never done any kind of Google advertising before, but you're like, oh, I've heard all of these things about PMax, I'm really interested in it, definitely touch base with a professional, a PPC ad expert, or somebody who can help guide you. Because even though the setup itself is pretty straightforward, there are a lot of nuances. You need to have your conversion tracking really like tuned in and set up correctly. You need to make sure that you're using the settings appropriately and things like that. So definitely talk to somebody who knows how to set up and manage PMax campaigns so you can get the most out of it. Because it's one of those things too, because it's fully automated, you can lose money really quickly, right? And also keep in mind, it takes, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks for the machine learning to get enough data for you to start really understanding if this is or isn't working. So that's PMAX. Really cool, but also some drawbacks, right? It depends on how much control and visibility you want to have into what is or isn't working when it comes to your creative assets and the actual placements that your ads are showing up on. And again, keep in mind, there are a lot of settings and nuances. So talking to somebody who has that insight and knowledge will definitely help you get the most out of that campaign. Let's talk about traditional search ads. These are my favorite. They're always going to be my favorite. If I had to guess, I would say that Google's probably going to get rid of these at some point. I wouldn't be shocked that if, you know, in the next 5 years, PMAX type campaigns are the only campaigns that we're able to run where we have limited visibility as the advertiser and Google, you know, kind of withholds all of that. But for the time being, we still have traditional search campaigns. And the reason I love traditional search campaigns is because you can target the exact keywords that you know your ideal client, customer, audience, et cetera, is searching for. And how do we know that? Keyword research, right? It's one of my favorite things. If you've listened to this podcast at all, you know I talk about keywords and the importance of them all of the time. They're an anchor for your SEO marketing. They are also an anchor for your Google search campaigns. So having that insight and that transparency of knowing that somebody is searching for, you know, Black women's running shoes and being able to bid on that exact term, serve the user an ad that includes those target terms and maybe even an image asset, et cetera, and then brings them over to that exact product or a category or subcategory page where they can purchase that product seamlessly. There is so much beauty in that, right? And there are so many buy keywords out there where people are typing things in with the specific intent to complete a transaction, and being able to capitalize and monetize on those keywords can be a game changer for your business, right? And because of the placement of Google ads, if you've ever done a Google search, you know that they get, you know, above the fold, top of mind placement. If you're bidding on mobile, you know that there's very limited real estate on a mobile search result, right? There's maybe one or two ads, and then you have to start going below the fold to get additional information. So showing up there and dominating those top spots on either a desktop or a mobile can be really, really powerful. So I love traditional search campaigns. They are getting harder and harder to see a positive ROI on, in my opinion, but they still can provide an enormous amount of value depending on your budget, et cetera. So let's actually talk about that. Let's talk a little bit about what do you need to have in place in order to get started with Google Ads. And this is a conversation that a lot of people don't always have before they start. They're like, oh, I'm going to run a Google Ads and I'm just going to start, you know, spending money. And my recommendation would be like, do not do that until you have a few things in place, right? So the first thing that you need to do before you even think about doing any kind of Google advertising is proof of product, right? You need to have been selling on your e-commerce site, et cetera, for a while, and you know that people actually want to buy what you're selling. The only exception to this is if you have a large budget and you're willing to use Google Ads budget to get proof of product, right? There are some instances where I've worked with clients who have done that. They're like, I have something new. I don't really know if it's going to hit with people, but I'd like to spend some money to start bidding on terms that I know people are looking for that are related to my product. And let's see if there's some stickiness there. You really need a big budget, though, in order to get enough data to understand anything meaningful from it, right? So if you're an SMB, if you're a small business, you know, one or two person team running an e-commerce store, make sure that you've been in business for a while. You have verified purchases. Your conversion rate on your website ideally is like 2.5 to 3%, if not higher, before you start even thinking about running Google Ads. Because let's play a little bit of a numbers game, right? So this is for a traditional search campaign only, because if you're running Performance Max, you're not working with any kind of cost per click data. You're really running everything on a bid strategy. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So let's talk about numbers when it comes to a traditional search campaign. How it works is it's a cost per click that you pay, right? Somebody clicks on your ad, Google charges you for the cost of that click. There's a bunch of different things related to ad rank that go into and quality score that play and the auction, like who else is bidding, that have to do with what you pay, right? If you're a brand new advertiser, you're going to pay more than an advertiser who's been in, you know, running ads for 5 years for that same exact term. So keep that in mind. There are all these different factors. We're not going to get into those in this episode, but understand that it's a cost per click game, right? So a user types in a keyword, sees your ad, clicks on it, and converts. Let's say the cost of that click is $1.50, okay? So you've got $1.50 cost per click. And let's say the average conversion rate on your website is 1.5%, right? I'm keeping the numbers easy just for the purpose of this example. And your average order value is $50. This is really important. You need to understand all of these metrics before you spend a dime on Google Ads. So last week was your first week ever doing Google Ads and you drove 1,000 clicks over to your website. Yay! For a total of $1,500, right? Because that's $1.50 per click. And you converted 1.5% of those at an AOV of $50. That means you made $750 on that $1,500, right? So you lost money. It's a negative ROI. So of course, some of these orders may have been big orders, so your AOV might have been up. In that case, you maybe broke even. Also keep in mind, these people might not have converted right off the bat, but they're going to convert down the line, right? So that's something else you need to think about and look at. Again, that's a separate conversation for another day, but we can talk about it maybe in a follow-up part two episode. We're trying to keep it like baby steps here. So when you look at it just like that, you spent $1,500, 1,000 clicks, you converted them at 1.5%, AOV of 50, you made $750. So just looking at that, you understand, right? Like the higher your AOV is, the more successful or the more upside you're going to have with Google Ads. If you have an average AOV of like $15, Google Ads is probably not going to be really beneficial for you unless the cost per click in your space is so low that somehow those numbers work. So it's really really important to understand what is the conversion rate on my website? What are the different buckets, right? Like how is email converting versus organic versus direct, et cetera, right? Your email is going to convert way better than your organic because your email visitors are already familiar with you, right? They signed up deliberately to be on your email list. So those people are way warmer than somebody who's typing in running shoes and then coming to your site and converting or not. So it's really, really important. Have those metrics dialed down. And a month of data is not enough, in my opinion. I really think that most businesses need to have been in business for a year or longer to start putting money into Google Ads, unless their business like skyrocketed and they have a shitload of data that they can look at, right? But you really, really need data and you need to understand and dig into that data to know, is this going to be profitable, right? And you need to run some different scenarios. Now with PMax, like we talked about, you're running on a bid strategy. So maximize conversions and maximize conversion value are your two choices there. So maximize conversions is exactly what it sounds like. So you tell the automation, like the, you know, you tell Google that I want to maximize conversions and you can also give them a target CPA. So this is where, again, knowing your numbers, it really comes in is, okay, if my target CPA is $7 an order, you know, back that into your AOV, back that into your overall budget that you're allocating to your PMax to understand where am I going to break even? Where am I going to get 2-to-1, a 3-to-1, a 4-to-1, et cetera, return, right? So you really need to understand your metrics to know, A, how much money you should be spending, and B, if that spend is actually going to return a positive ROI. And of course, some of this you don't know until you actually start running these campaigns, right? You can be like, okay, I have $10,000 to spend this month. I know that my target CPA is around $7, et cetera. And you start running PMax and you're like, holy shit, this is cranking. I'm seeing a ton of upside. Or, you know, after 6 to 8 weeks, you might be like, you know, I'm making money, but it's not enough to continue investing. Like some of these things you will learn as you're going, but you need to have a really good baseline before you start putting that money toward any kind of advertising. And then maximize conversion value allows advertisers to optimize campaigns to values like sales revenue or profit margins. That's a little bit more advanced. Again, you really need to have your numbers nailed down in order to give Google that information and start spending your money against those KPIs. So there are pros and cons, right, to all of these different campaign types, display, search, PMax. We only really talked about PMaxes. PMax has so many advantages, but I really do think that you need to have been in business for a while. You need to have proof of product. You need to have your metrics nailed down. You need to make sure that your conversion tracking is on point, right? Like you need to have that on point. It can't just be like, oh, I'm not really sure where my users are coming from. No, like it's not just enough to have that Google Ads tracking code installed. Like you really need to understand what is happening with your traffic. And for PMax, understanding your target audience, because you're going to give Google audience signals in order to provide as much information as possible to target the right kind of people. And you really need to have your audience nailed down. You can also use customer lists. So you can upload your customer list. So assuming that you've already received permission, right, in your terms and conditions for signing up for your email list, you can upload that customer list. Google will take all of that data, right, because they know everything about us, and use that as a jumping off point for finding similar or same customers and serve ads to them across, right, YouTube, search, display, et cetera. So that's some really big advantages of PMax. The disadvantages we already talked about, right? Like, it's nuanced. So you need to have shit nailed down. And two, it's a black box. You really either know it works or it doesn't work. That's really all the information that you get. You don't get any more specifics about that. Like, why is it working? Or where is it working? Or which assets are working? You don't get any of that. So if you're comfortable with Google pretty much automating all of it based on what you've inputted, perfect. But keep in mind, right, you don't have as much control. Like, you hardly have any control. So what you input in terms of the assets and the videos and the headlines and descriptions that you give them to use is really, really important. So nail those down. Search at this point is, depending on your space, might be cost prohibitive, right? It really depends. Like, if you're in like real estate or insurance, forget about it. I think the average CPC for like insurance terms is like $130. Like, that's the most, it's a super expensive space. But if you're in a more niche down space, you know, it could really, really work. And the beauty of it is that you can target what people are specifically searching for, just like you would in your SEO efforts with content, right? Or a podcast episode or a video, you can do that with search ads. And you can control the creative, right? Like, you can put in your headlines and descriptions and you know exactly what ad is working. Everything is run now on responsive ads. So you give them a mix and match of headlines and descriptions, and Google mixes and matches those to find the ones that are going to have the best click-through rate. So you don't have as much transparency, but you can see which combinations are working. You can control things like geography. You can target specific zip codes. You know, you have different options when it comes to bidding strategies, et cetera. But the beauty of it is you understand that this keyword led to X amount of ROI for your bottom line, right? You know, you have a much clearer direct path of metrics and data to be able to make informed decisions on. So you can be like, I'm not going to bid on this keyword anymore because it's spending money but not converting. But those three keywords over there are doing really, really well. So you have a lot more insight and transparency into what is or isn't working. But of course, it's limited, right? It's limited to the search network only. So you have to weigh the pros and cons. I'm a big fan of running both at the same time. And PMax really is a complement to search ads, right? You can absolutely run them standalone, but I really think that they're best run in addition to search ads because they're doing different things. And even though they're targeting one of the same platforms, the how they're targeting is different, right? One is contextual keyword targeting. The other is Google's black box of automation. So, all right, that was like a lot of information that we covered in a relatively short amount of time, but I wanted to talk about this a little bit because it's a question I get asked a lot. So basically, bottom line, is my business ready for Google Ads? It depends, right? That's the short answer. But if you have proof of product, you have enough data that you feel confident in knowing what your AOV is, your conversion rates for different web channel buckets, you can back out ROI and all of that fun stuff. You have a budget and you know what you would need to convert people at in terms of a cost per acquisition in order to make money and all of those fun things. If you have full transparency and you're able to make sure that your conversion tracking is on point and you already know that people are buying your product because, hey, you've been in business for a couple of years and things are kicking ass, but you want to grow, then definitely, definitely give Google Ads a try. I would 100% recommend worth working with somebody, at least in the beginning, to get it set up correctly and give you some of the insight and nuances that you might not pick up as somebody who's just doing it on their own. And if you like these kind of topics, if you're interested in them, this is exactly the kind of stuff that we cover in my Visibility Co Club. It is a digital marketing membership for female entrepreneurs. We have a monthly training, co-working session, hot seat coaching. You can apply. You get 15, 20 minutes one-on-one with me in a group setting to ask anything like, hey, do you think that this is a good like SEO strategy, or is Google Ads like right for my business, right? We'll talk about your specific metrics and business and space and all of that. There's monthly office hours, really cool community of other business owners that you can learn from, collaborate with, network, and tons of resources. So if you're interested in that, I'll pop the link to Visibility Co. in the show notes. It's such an awesome, awesome community. I would love to have you join. And that is everything for now. If you have questions after listening to all of this information, you can always hit me up on Instagram or at hello@ninagibson.co. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.